Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 186 for Monday, December 15th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was slightly higher amid choppy activity on Monday. The market was anywhere from 20 cents to $1.20 higher, the most active March contract up 50 cents at $436.70 per ton. The Canadian dollar fell below the 86 cents U.S. mark on Monday, which was helping to lift the canola market. The weaker loonie makes the commodity more attractive to crushers and exporters. Continued solid end-user demand for Canadian canola supplies and a lack of significant farmer selling were also bullish. Further spillover support came from recent gains in the Malaysian palm oil market. However, a weaker tone in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures weighed on canola. The large U.S. supply situation, good conditions for South American soybeans, and some profit-taking on recent gains were also bearish for the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all unchanged and untraded. In the U.S., wheat values were up sharply, corn was slightly higher, and soybeans were lower. Soybean futures were anywhere from 6 to 11 cents softer, January down 10 and a quarter cents, and the March contract 9 and 3 quarter cents lower at $10.44 a bushel. Much of the weakness was linked to a disappointing U.S. crush report. The National Oilseed Processors Association said 161.2 million bushels of beans were crushed last month, falling below expectations of 166.6 million bushels. Generally favorable conditions for South American oilseeds and the large U.S. supply situation were also bearish. However, a report from the Farm Service Agency arm of the USDA was supportive, as it showed fewer acres of soybeans were planted than previously thought. Corn futures were up slightly. Prices were anywhere from unchanged to 1.5 cents higher. March up that 1.5 cents at $4.09 per bushel. Spillover support from the gains seen in wheat helped to lift the market. Steady commercial demand and chart-based short covering were also bullish. Rumors that China will be easing restrictions on corn imports further underpin values. Support also came from a USDA report that showed fewer acres of corn were planted last spring than is reflected in the USDA's latest monthly S&D reports. However, the large U.S. supply situation and continued weakness in crude oil markets limited the gains. The softer oil market was reducing demand for corn in the ethanol industry. Wheat values were up sharply. Gains were anywhere from 11 to 12 cents. March up 11 and a quarter cents at $6.17 and three quarter cents a bushel. Ongoing ideas that the Russian government will put restrictions on wheat exports were driving the rally. Spec-based buying was also bullish. However, the large global supply situation and improving weather for U.S. winter wheat crops over the weekend limited the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, December 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.